We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
High tunnels, what are those? Well, I'm glad you asked. High tunnels are unheated, plastic-covered hoop houses, structures primarily used for growing vegetables, cut flowers, or fruit. And high tunnels offer more protection for crops than the open field and serve to extend the growing season for many popular crops, such as leafy greens and tomatoes. And our next guest, Dr. Kimberly Mudge of UPMC Memorial Hospital in York, has started one at the hospital. Why did she start it and what are her plans? Well, we're going to get into that right now. And let's welcome Dr. Mudge on The Spark today. Hello, Dr. Mudge. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming on. So inquiring minds want to know, what exactly is this and what exactly did you start?
So the UPMC campus, Memorial Hospital in York, has created a concept of what is commonly referred to as a farm-to-hospital program. Hmm. And that basically, you know, can take many shapes, but on our campus, it takes the shape of three giant hoop houses, which allow for the growth and harvest of fresh foods. And the goal is to provide a new concept of wellness on the health campus.
And what are the key benefits of utilizing these high tunnels? This is honestly the first time that I've ever heard of a high tunnel. What is the utilization of these?
So the beauty of a high tunnel is that it creates basically an easily maintained microenvironment. And within these high tunnels, it's basically a giant greenhouse, and the crops are protected from extreme temperature changes. They're intended to protect from wildlife, groundhogs, deer, you name it. And it creates a very sustainable growth pattern. The environment is pretty constant. And so it really allows for the production of high quality produce that can be rotated depending on seasonal needs. And because it is so protected, you can basically, at least in our region, grow crops all year round. So we have the tunnels with a farmer who is very experienced in maintaining agriculture in a greenhouse environment. And the proceeds of that will lead to a paradigm shift, hopefully, and promoting wellness instead of illness.
Hmm. Now farm to hospital, this idea, I mean, it just sounds like it makes sense, because for many folks, they have said that, food is medicine. So, prior to the installation of this, what was the, mindset, about doing this? Was this, a radical idea when it was first brought up?
So, you know, there are many institutions and hospitals throughout the country that have looked toward healthfulness as a paradigm shift from focusing on illness. Mm. You know, we, as a healthcare community, spend lots of money trying to create new technologies. Pharmaceutical companies try to develop new medicines all the time to combat basically, you know, more and more illnesses. And many of these illnesses stem from a basic problem that we have forgotten how to live healthfully. And so in an attempt to reformat the minds of our communities, many hospitals have looked at trying to dig deeper, pardon the pun, and promote a growing of and rollout of a plant-based nutrition program. And so the hoop houses on our campus have allowed us to pursue our goals of promoting wellness.
Now for you, Dr. Mudge, and you putting this together, do you have a garden at home? Do you have a green thumb?
I'd like to think I have a green thumb, but I do have gardens and orchards. I grew up in northern Pennsylvania in a small town, and I was raised by a mother and father who believed in being outside. And my mother cooked very healthfully, and you know, we raised, but we also froze and canned, and you know, all sorts of products to sustain us. We lived very healthfully, and when I purchased my property, I took a rectangle of grass and turned it into a hobby farm. And it's been many years in the making, but you know, I have an orchard and I have blueberries and grapes and gardens. Wow. And a greenhouse of my own and chickens and bees, and now have extended that to a hobby farm in the form of a fiber farm. So yeah, I dabble in a whole lot of sustainability concepts and have raised my son with those same principles that I was raised with. And so several years ago, I was in the winter months reading and catching up on things that tweak my interest. And I came upon an article that talked about farm to hospital transformations, and it really struck a chord. And that was about the time that my son, then young, was watching a movie called WALL-E. I don't know if anybody has ever seen the movie WALL-E, but the humans in that movie were blobs in wheelchairs, and the, you know, the robots brought their food to them. It was all processed food. There was nothing they had to do physically or really mentally. And in watching that movie with my son, paired with that article, a light bulb went off, and I said, "It's time that, I mean, this is intended to be, you know, an enjoyable movie, but it was disturbing for me." And so I started pushing for this farm to hospital concept, and you know, it requires buy-in, right? There has to be a financial push. But the first step is getting the interest. And the beauty was, when I transitioned from an independent surgical provider to a corporate provider, they sat down and listened to my vision. And there was immediate buy-in. Wow. With the concept. But it takes a village to create something of this magnitude. And so over the last several years, we've worked to create our what works for us on this campus, and excited to roll it out. This is our first harvest, and it's being rolled out to the community as we speak.
Now, what has the feedback been so far? Has it been positive feedback? Has there been any pushback because of the level of difficulty or not? How has the feedback been?
It's been kind of interesting because when we first started creating our plan of action, we realized it wasn't going to happen overnight. And so we created a step-by-step process. And in doing so, we step-by-step got the interest of the community and the campus itself. So our first step, as we tried to lead by example and transform the concept of wellness, was to create a trail. And our trail promoted exercise and getting outside. And then COVID hit, and you know, people were using the trail, which was great to see and very heartwarming. We then got more interest when we created our Breast Cancer Garden of Hope, which gave spiritual and mindful healing opportunities. And people were talking about that. And then the final step, or where we are presently, was the creation of these hoop houses. And it is right along a major road, which, you know, brings people to our campus. So it was very visible. And people were wondering, what in the world are they doing? Everybody in town, I was getting phone calls and texts and patients asking, and people, you know, nurses and staff working in the hospital, what's happening down there? So step by step, we started getting interest. And then when we were able to announce our plan, I can't even tell you how excited people are. And we've already started selling produce in our cafeteria.
Wow.
And they sell out every day. So it's really, really exciting.
Huh. So then what are some of the key benefits of utilizing these high tunnels for growing your vegetables and fruits?
So once again, it's a controlled environment, which allows us to really grow in raised beds in a controlled environment where, you know, pests are controlled, the soil quality is controlled, the water is potable and safe, and everything is ideally created for mass production of healthful produce. And so because it is such a controlled situation, what we get out of it is a maximized crop. And so, you know, our goal really is to produce just this first year 10,000 pounds of produce for our community, which is quite exciting. The other beauty is that because we can grow it all year round, the farmer, his name is Farmer Bruce, can rotate the crops based on weather conditions and the community's needs. So very exciting that we can address something paramount, and that is obesity and poor health.
So Dr. Mudge, how does the Farm to Hospital program aim to address these root causes of illnesses?
So it was a community effort where a lot of people realized that it was time to change the image of healthcare. And the Pinnacle Foundation and other corporations in the York area felt committed to make a change. The water company and York Excavating, we all came together with this general principle to change. And when you think about obesity, which tends to be the root cause of most of the healthcare issues that we're faced with. Since 2008, there's been a 26% increase in the rate of obesity. And to that point, over 40% of the U.S. adult population is considered obese. Greater than 20% of the pediatric population is also considered obese. And what does obesity, you know, what happens? Well, you know, it impacts diabetes, juvenile diabetes, reflux, hernias, joint issues, heart disease, high cholesterol. You know, it goes on and on and on. Myself as a breast surgeon, you know, have to work with patients recently diagnosed with breast cancer. Breast cancer is attributed to obesity. So it is a, in my opinion, obesity is the root cause of so many of the issues that we as clinicians are faced with treating. So we came together collectively to really make a difference. And so by teaching people to eat healthfully and by leading by example, I think those are the fundamental steps. And with regard to mothers and babies, you know, these are young women, young families. If we can teach the women how to cook and utilize fresh produce, we are going to be initiating a mindfulness focused on health as those children become adults. And it gets back to the way I was raised. And those principles that my mother and grandmother taught me are still part of who I am now. And so I think that is really our goal for the young mothers and babies. When I go home, sometimes I go past a fast food restaurant, and almost every fast food restaurant I pass between 5 and 7 has a line waiting to go through the takeout line. And you think, why in the world are people relying on that as their evening meal? And, you know, 1 quarter pounder with cheese costs $5, but a pound of hamburger that could serve a family of 4 is the same price. So, you know, so many people want things quickly. And so quick and processed means poor, right? This poor nutritive value, lots of preservatives, high in salt, high in cholesterol and fats, low in nutrition. So let's try and change that. So for the cheaper price, you get better quality and a mindset that will be passed on from generation to generation.
Well, Dr. Mudge, I will tell you this. I'm going to have to reconsider what I was going to have for lunch because I was going to plan on having one of those fast meals. So I will reconsider that. So what do you?
Well, my job has already started.
Yes, indeed. and I wonder how many other people are listening to this and said, you know what? I think not going to go to, you know, insert fast food restaurant here. So it really sounds like you all are doing a holistic health approach here. So how does the Farm to Hospital program integrate fitness into its initiatives?
So the one thing that I'm very proud of is the whole concept on our campus. It's not just the Farm to Hospital, but it's the walking paths and it's the wildlife and it's the fresh air and the sunshine and the spiritual growth. Most of the people that know me outside of work know that when I need to decompress, I go dig a hole or, you know, go for a walk in the woods. And the campus has paved walking trails. And, you know, when you go out and you're breathing fresh air and see wildlife surrounding you, one, you're getting exercise, and two, you're getting just a decompression. And then you pair that with healthful eating habits. Now you've created a whole package of wellness that really gets at the root of healthfulness.
And then there's a mindfulness aspect wrapped up in this as well. And just to have this as a note, NBC News just released a report that said that biodiversity actually improves mental health. So for the mindfulness aspect of things, how was that wrapped up into this initiative?
The Breast Cancer Garden of Hope is a place, for example, that allows people to sit and reflect. And when I have my breast cancer patients going in for surgery, I usually encourage their spouse or family member or friend to go for a walk on the trail while they're waiting for their loved one. And I also encourage them to use the Breast Cancer Garden of Hope as a means of just sitting and reflecting for some spiritual cleansing. I firmly believe in the statement by St. Francis of Assisi, and that is, a solitary sunbeam can drive away many shadows. And I live by that mantra, and and encourage my patients and their families to do the same.
Well, Dr. Mudge, we have about 1 minute left here, and I want to thank you for joining us on the Spark and just giving us all this great information. So what does the future look like for this farm-to-hospital initiative for this garden?
The Pinnacle Foundation has really spearheaded the financial support of this program. What's nice about the tunnels on our campus is that as we harvest, we walk up the hill and provide it for our patients, staff, and the community at large. We use our produce in the cafe. We'll be rolling out a plant-based menu option for the inpatients. We'll have a farmer's market available in the lobby for visitors and staff. Ultimately, we want to be able to have a pharmacy, spelled with an F, for patients to be given a prescription for healthfulness in the form of a box of fresh produce. So we have a lot in store. We're excited about how we can contribute. Any surplus produce will be rolled out to the city in the form of, in addition with the York Fresh Food Farms program, which provides food to the food deserts within the city. So there's no loss and a tremendous gain, and we're really excited about our program.
Oh, Dr. Mudge, I want to thank you for coming on the Spark and just giving us all this great information on this initiative you all are doing. I will definitely say this, this ain't your daddy's hospital. This is fantastic. Thank you again for coming on the Spark.
Thank you so much.